Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my brand new devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. Sometimes our lives take a detour and our way grows weary, but this book's 90 meditations renew our hope with its reminders of God's presence with us. You can buy it wherever Christian books are sold or on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Colossians 3:1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Colossians 3:1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. We're living in an age that seems so far removed from biblical values. Sometimes when I listen to the news or read articles about controversial issues, I can hardly believe that as a nation, we are where we are, so distanced from the things of God on so many levels. Would you agree with me that it seems we're in desperate need of revival? If we ever hope to see it come, then perhaps we as believers need to experience a change of perspective. The Apostle Paul addressed this perspective in his letter to the Colossian believers. Although he'd never met them in person, Paul cared deeply for their spiritual well-being. In Colossians chapter 2, he commended them for their strong faith and warned them against being led astray by the false teachings of pagan religions surrounding them. In that culture, people thought it was just fine to participate in worship and then return to their sinful lifestyle. They figured that their beliefs had no bearing on their behavior. Paul did not agree. He reminded the believers about the doctrine of Christ's death and resurrection, and then he shifted from doctrinal teaching to practical application. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, he wrote. In the original language, the word seek means far more than to look for something nonchalantly. It means to search with intensity, to apply one's most earnest efforts to the task at hand. And that task at hand, according to today's verse, was for believers to seek the things above, not those things here on the earth. It was to develop a different mentality than the majority of the population around them. It was to develop a mindset focused on eternal things rather than temporal things, focused on the things of spiritual value, not material value, and focused on God's priorities, not man's priorities. These words in Colossians 3:1 sound very similar to another Bible verse, Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." There it is again, that word seek. Jesus spoke these words in the Sermon on the Mount. As a part of his teaching that included practical applications for living a fruitful, godly life, they teach us to search intensely for those things that matter to God. Our society encourages us to seek wealth and material possessions to satisfy our longing for creature comforts. It encourages us to seek power and position and prestige to satisfy our ego. It tells us to seek pleasure and immediate satisfaction to satisfy the desires of our flesh. If we as believers succumb to this perspective, we lose our ability to bear witness to the transformation Jesus can make in our lives. We lose our ability to reflect His light in the darkness because we become a part of the darkness. In contrast, we reflect the light, love, and hope of Jesus to a watching world when we embrace the perspective taught in today's verse and throughout Scripture. That is, to seek earnestly the things of God. Even better, when we seek earnestly a deep and meaningful relationship with God Himself, made possible through Jesus Christ. Listen to the words of Scripture in this regard. Psalm 27:8. You have said, "Seek my face." My heart says to you, "Your face, Lord, do I seek." 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4:29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God and you will find Him if you search after Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Our seeking God is never in vain. The last two verses I just read promise that when we seek Him, we will find Him. And Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him." So let's pray for revival and let's help bring it on by changing our perspective from one of living a life that satisfies our desires to living one that seeks after God and His desires for us. Let's not be content with seeking the same things that the world seeks. Instead, let's search earnestly for the things above, for all things related to Christ and His kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thank You that in the midst of a society that encourages us to seek second best, Your Word leads us to the truth. By the power of Your Holy Spirit in us, teach us to seek You and all things pertaining to Your kingdom more than we seek the things this world offers us. Change us, Lord. Give us Your perspective about what matters most and bring revival to our land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and Scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.